The 80s and 90s were unquestionably the era of the fast food playground. They were these huge play places with slides, tunnels, and ball pits that as a kid made you feel like you were entering a different world. A world of fun and games. Yet at one of the locations in Florida, something was sighted that would definitely make you think otherwise. A thing that eventually would be referred to by locals as the sewer seal. The first and only time I encountered it, my little brother Tommy and I were supposed to meet up with some friends for a birthday at Discovery Zone, and my mom had brought us there really early. So we figured we would just explore the playground for a bit while we waited for everyone else to arrive. Once we got in, we were surprised that there were not any other kids inside the playground yet that day. It was creepy. Me being kind of hyper in my youth, I always had to go up as high as I could in those types of places, and look out at the rest of the playground. So my brother followed me up to the tubes on the top level, and we got into one of those plexiglass lookout spots. The facility must have seriously just opened because there was an employee still taking chairs off the tables from the night before, in a distant corner of the room. We also spotted my mom sitting at a table, reading a book. Pounding on the plexiglass, we tried to get her attention. But she was just too far to hear us, I guess. Then Tommy got quiet and pulled on my shirt to get my attention. I turned and he was pointing out at the side of the playground with a concerned face. There was a shadow indicating that someone was inside one of the tubes up on our level. The scary thing about it seemed too big to be another kid. Focusing in on it closer, I noticed it start to slide over to our side of the playground. I gazed out towards Mom, desperately hoping she would look up at us. She actually ended up closing her book, but she still didn't see us and walked straight to the restroom. Knowing that we had to figure this out for ourselves, we started crawling in the opposite direction of the shadow. After curving around a corner, we entered into one of those areas that linked the two tunnels together, and it was connected to the entrance of a slide as well. Problem was, it had a cover that read, "Closed for maintenance." And it must have been bolted on because no matter how hard we tried to pull it off, it wouldn't budge. I then heard this deep voice humming from inside the tunnel we had just come down. It sounded like it was singing some kind of twisted lullaby. I think that was the point when we really started to freak out. My heart felt like it was about to beat out of my chest, but I still felt we should try to keep quiet and hide. Unfortunately, Tommy could not hold his composure and took off down one of the other tunnels as fast as he could, screaming and crying. I chased after and tackled him into the next connector area. We then heard humming again, only it was much louder this time, and it was coming from the tunnel across from ours. Covering his mouth, I put my finger to my lips, and together we turned towards a porthole, which pointed in that direction. Visible through the porthole in the other tunnel, we saw an obese, man-like mutant gazing at us intently. It had these hideous, enormous tumors bulging from its neck and face, and its legs were fused into this worm-like organ that slithered behind it. It slid towards the window and lifted its finger to its lips, signaling for us to be quiet. Any sense of control I had before that was completely forgotten about at that point. We ran through another tube and made it to a slope. Before we reached the bottom, though, I heard something large clamoring through one of the tunnels at the other side of the ball pit. Then there was a loud impact and a crash into the pile of balls. I knew the tube on the other side was the only way to get back to our mom and get help. So we jumped down inside and began to quickly maneuver toward the tunnel. We were almost all the way across when, to my horror, I witnessed Tommy get pulled beneath the balls. I dove in after him, but no matter how much area I covered, I couldn't seem to find him. Panicked and with tears streaming down my face, I got up and ran towards the entrance to get my mom. After I told her what happened, police were called and arrived shortly after. They searched the premises, including the entire playground, but didn't find any trace of the mutant man or my brother. However, once they emptied the ball pit, they found an opening that had been cut into the vinyl, which was covering a hatch beneath the playground. The hatch opened to a stairway, which led to an underground storage area that drained into the sewer. There was also a manhole cover that had been removed, and sitting beside it, they found one of Tommy's shoes. There wasn't any new information about Tommy or the mysterious sewer seal for years, until I started to piece together various different kidnappings from across the United States. They were always the same MO. They took place at a playground, early morning or late evening, and always had a sewer entrance somewhere nearby. Obviously, some major companies don't want it to get out that these things happen to their playgrounds. But I assure you, they do. So if you ever see a kid go into a ball pit, make sure you at least keep a casual eye on them. The sewer seal could be lurking just beneath the surface. Hey guys, it's Mr. Freaky. I hope you enjoyed the story. I guess there is a good reason, aside from them being extremely unsanitary, that I was always terrified of ball pits as a child. Also, I wanted to ask everyone to please head over and check out my Patreon. I would love to make videos more regularly, but due to horror not being profitable on YouTube, that would be the only way I can make ends meet and spend more time on this stuff. Have a horrific evening, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.